Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now is the executive vice president of the college football playoffs, Bill Hancock. So, Bill, you're saying I have a chance, because if you have 12 teams, you're going to have to get more seats on that committee, Bill. I'm just, if you need some help, you know I'm here.
I got two things for you, Rob. First of all, the last time I had a song stuck in my head, it was Hello, Dolly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That was last week.
What's the second thing?
I knew you would begin this conversation lobbying for a spot on the selection committee. And my answer is the same as it's always been. All you have to do is retire.
Oh. No, man. Don't you want an active sports talk radio host that's you know, on the committee and, you know, that's active in the sports community?
Let me speak on his behalf and say, choose anyone else besides him. It would be a better selection.
Now, Bill, when this college football playoffs first began, I had you on air, and I said to you, I think it's the most ridiculous thing to have four teams. That's not enough teams. And then a year, 2 years into it, I fell in love with four teams because I thought it made the regular season a playoff, essentially. The regular season was a playoff. Now, if you're going to expand, I could see six, I could see eight. But why is this number of 12 being thrown out? Are they overreaching to bring it back and negotiate it back to eight, or are they really considering 12 teams?
When we were talking about the 12, one thing I thought is, Rob is not going to like this.
I know you
How
did.
Am I going to explain this to
I know
Rob?
You did. It's all right, Bill. You can explain it to me now. That's why we got you on.
Now I have two points of issue with Rob. One is he can't be on the committee, and two is the format is not something that he likes. But no, all kidding aside, it came down to participation. Was there a way to increase participation? And that's the message that our little subcommittee is sending, that there is a way to increase participation and it will be good.
Now, how does this open up? How would this election work as far as the breakdown of, because we were talking about, you know, the teams like Boise State and Utah from year to year, or even BYU having a shot at a national championship. Does that open the door for them just a little bit more?
Yeah, the top six conference champions, the six highest ranked conference champions will be in the field, and then the next six other teams.
At large. Yeah.
So there's just more opportunity, more participation. You know, I will say this. I like what the working group has recommended. It's the first step of a long process that has to go through about three more steps and won't be concluded until September.
Okay.
But there will still be a tipping point. There will still be things for y'all to talk about, because – The pressure point will go from 4-5, that threshold of 4-5. And, you know, when I was director of the NCAA basketball tournament, in my time it was 64-65. And now it will be some variation of 12-13. So there will always be a tipping point, a threshold, beyond which people are very disappointed. But this will be a good thing for college football if and when it goes through.
Here with Bill Hancock, the executive director of college football playoffs. Bill, was this a collective thought, or did someone introduce this and say this would be a good idea?
2 years ago, our board, the university presidents who manage the CFP, said, hey, we're about halfway through the contract. Let's look at the whole thing. And the management committee, the conference commissioners, appointed a subcommittee to focus on the format. We looked at everything. We looked at the committee process. We looked at the site selection and really decided everything's in pretty good shape. Everything's in real good shape. But let's take a deeper dive into the format. And then the pandemic hit, and it stopped everything, really. But the four people then started working again after the pandemic eased a little bit, and they came up with their recommendation, which they presented to the commissioners last week. The commissioners will dive more deeper into the recommendation this week in another meeting in Chicago. And then next week, the presidents will meet to hear the commissioners' full recommendation. And I expect the presidents might either say, yeah, this is not really what we want to do, or, you know, this might be what we want to do. Let's do some more investigating. Let's spend the rest of the summer checking it out in what I would call the can we really do this? Mm-hmm. Period.
Well, I guess my question would be with college football, it's so difficult because of all the sports that we could talk about having a playoff format, it's such an unbalanced schedule. Mm-hmm. Everybody's playing different teams, and figuring out, you know, who is the best makes it, you know, kind of hard to say whether or not the true national champion won. I know Central Florida was screaming about it years ago, and you know, we have these issues every year. Do you think this is something that helps clean that up just a bit? It's never going to be a perfect science when everybody's playing an unbalanced schedule.
Yeah, just a bit. Absolutely, just a bit. And it will clear it up a bit. But scheduling will still be important because of those at-large spots. And I know I've told you all before, you can't, and you know this, you can't just say if you're undefeated, you're in the playoff. It doesn't work. You have to look at who teams played. And that's, of course, what the committee's done all along. So who you play is still going to be important. September games are still going to be important. Of course, the conference championship games will be more important than ever. We used to say they were de facto play-in games into the playoffs, some of them. Well, you can take away the word de facto, because they're not de facto anymore. They're real play-in games.
Bill Hancock, executive director of the College Football Playoff. So, Bill, the voting is this week, am I right?
The next step is this week the commissioners will look at the recommendation in depth. Mm-hmm. If they coalesce around it, they will present it to the presidents, who meet next week. And the presidents won't make a final decision next week, but they will authorize further discussion and dealing with our stakeholders, people we have relationships, and that will take place all during the summer.
Now, you said you won't know anything until September. If it's affirmative in September, will there be expansion this year, or will it wait till next season?
Not this year, not next year. There's too many things to move, many contracts to change. The working group didn't specify a timetable for implementation.
Okay.
But we know it won't be this season or next season.
Don't tell me no matter how long we have to wait, it's still going to be Clemson versus Alabama, right? We're going to get some new teams, some new blood.
Especially Clemson. I don't want that. You know how I feel about that, Bill.
I hear this a lot. I don't want Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Well, the fact is, there's no guarantee that any format will change the teams. Those teams have got it going right now. They're in a really good cycle, not because of the playoff, but because they're getting better players, and they're coached well, and they're playing well. So I don't know that the playoff will change that element of it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that. I mean, it's those two teams are well-coached, and they just recruit better than everybody, to be honest with you. Whatever they're on, they get it done, and I got to give them credit. I'm not a Clemson fan, but I got to give them credit where credit is due. Now, do you know what the National Wrestling Hall of Fame is in Stillwater, Oklahoma, Bill?
I do.
Okay, how far is Stillwater from Hobart?
About 3.5 hours.
See, I can't do it. My son, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, he's inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. I got the National Medal of Courage. We're going out there later on, and I was going to go and visit the Hancock Event Center in Hobart.
they did name the gym after me and my brother.
I know.
I'm really proud of that. It's
I know.
A cool thing.
I know.
I've taken my grandchildren there, and I told them both, all of them, you guys bring your grandchildren here in 60 years.
Absolutely.
But you will enjoy Stillwater. Congratulations on that honor for your son. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Stillwater's a nice college town.
That's what I hear. Well, Bill, I'm going to end the anxiety for you and all the speculation and let you know right here on air at 9:41 Eastern Time, a.m. Eastern Time, that when I'm invited to be on the board, that I will say yes. I'm just letting you know that. All the anxiety is over for you. I will accept that invitation.
If he gets on the board, I'm going to stop watching sports. It's like a hunger strike for me.
Hey, Jeremy, all Rob has to do is retire.
Oh, that's beautiful, then. Put him on the board.
Hey, Bill, thanks a lot, man. Good luck.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, great, guys. Good talking to you. Anytime.
All
take
right.
care.
You too.
Bye.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.